Later that afternoon, Captain Joe Carreras, a trim-looking Latin from the violent crimes section of the Santa Fe police, and his state police colleague, Major Sam Warren, arrived and drove Wolf to the morgue to identify his wife's body. Wolf had not been prepared for this. The corpse was so white, when Julia had always been so tan. It might have been made of marble, yet it seemed shrunken, diminished. The large breasts had settled like puddles of plaster. Two things heightened the familiarity. The brightly painted fingernails — Julia had always been careful with her nails — and the tattoo of the flower on her right breast, the bright colors of which stood out against the skin, now alabaster in death. He wanted to pull the towel off her head and look at her face, but he reminded himself that there was no face. A strand of hair spilled from under the towel. It was clotted with something black. Wolf nodded. "It's my wife," he said. "You're positive?" Warren asked. His shoulders sagged. "It's Julia." 2 days later, Jane arrived in Arizona, smiling, carrying all her luggage. Wolf bundled her into the Porsche with her bags and headed north on the interstate. "So, what have you done with my movie?" She took a deep breath. "I took 4 minutes out of the middle third." He looked at her, surprised. "I would have chopped little stuff throughout."
"I know you would have, but I got this idea, and I want to see if you think it works."
"Tell me about it."
"I'd rather show you."
Later...